Sir Patrick Sanders is worried about the number of troops, with the army down to around 70,000 personnel. Some senior members of the Conservative Party have come out to defend the Prime Minister after one of his own MPs called on him to resign. Sir Simon Clarke says Rishi Sunak's gone from asset to anchor. But former Brexit Secretary Sir David Davis thinks people are tired of MPs putting their own leadership ambitions ahead of the UK. Labour's Jonathan Ashworth explains why he doesn't think it matters who the Tory leader is.
Because they're completely divided from top to bottom. They're unable to give the country the leadership it needs. It's only the Labour Party that has a plan.
After winning another state, Donald Trump's supporters want his remaining rival to pull out of the race to become the Republican Party's US presidential nominee. He got around 55% of the vote in New Hampshire, but Nikki Haley says she'll fight on. Royal Mail could deliver letters just 3 days per week under a series of options from the industry regulator. Ofcom has published a list of proposals after warning the service risks becoming unsustainable. Dame Melanie Dawes from Ofcom says it needs to adapt.
Our postal services are incredibly important still to us as a country, but we are using them very differently. So we need to reflect now on what we need from that service, because it just gets more expensive if Royal Mail are passing our homes every single day, but with fewer and fewer letters.
Just under 2,400 properties are currently without power in Scotland after two big storms in as many days. Storm Jocelyn has been battering the UK, with a top wind of 74 miles an hour registered overnight. And finally, astronomers have discovered 85 possible planets which could be cool enough to sustain life. These bodies are similar in size to Jupiter, Saturn and Neptune. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thanks very much to Chris. Let's have a look at the weather for today. 11 degrees. It's nice and sunny in Brentwood at the moment. Gusty winds and sunny intervals, which we've got right now. And the best of the sunshine is going to be up until about 4 o'clock, and then it will cloud over. It should be dry overnight, going down to 7 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Thanks to Mikey Porter of The Breakfast Show. He'll be back tomorrow. I'm with you now for the next couple of hours here with Eat My Brunch up until 1 o'clock. And we've got some great new music, some first plays for Beat Bakery. Looking forward to playing that one out for you as well a little bit later. That's with Holly Berry and a brand new play for Olivia Cuttle as well. A new track from her. And they are... Olivia's in Essex. And her dad is a very well-known drummer, in fact, and a very good drummer. In fact, he's a really good singer as well. Is there nothing the man can do? And his daughter is the same, a singer, and she's also a trumpeter as well. So I'm looking forward to playing Olivia Cuttle a little bit later. Something a little bit different for the show as well. Plus, we've got Mel Gaynor, Rogue Effects, Chroma, Stereo Club, Bo Bowen, and Church of Trees coming up as well. That's all the independent fab music, except probably for Mel Gaynor, because he's from the drummer from Simple Minds. I think he might have a record, still have a record deal there. Yeah, I would presume so, wouldn't you? Now, I don't know, do you remember yesterday I was talking to you about the pianist in London that was playing at King's Cross St Pancras? You know, some stations have pianos. I really wish that I could play piano properly. But you get some amazing people there that are playing piano, and they just, it's just nice as you go past and you can join in and sing, or people come and play or whatever else. But there's a guy that, basically what happened, I mentioned it yesterday, Brendan Kavanagh, he's now got millions and millions of views on his YouTube channel. You can go and check it out if you want. Because he got told off by the police. He's had, is it over 5.5, nearly 6 million views worldwide? So embarrassing for the UK. But if you get a chance to go and check it out, it is Dr. Boogie Woogie on YouTube. And I'll just give you a quick outline of what happened. Basically, he was playing piano, and in the background, there was people doing a little bit of filming from China, and they came over, and they were first of all, it just started off really, really friendly, and they said, "Oh, you can't film this." And he said, "I wasn't filming you." He said, "But they're filming me playing the piano. You just might have happened to be in the background, and you only saw them briefly in the background because when they're doing the live video, the person filming him is actually filming him playing piano. That's the whole thing of his channel." So they walked up and basically said, "You can't film us." And he said, "No, I'm within my rights to film. It's a public area." Just in case you don't know that, you can film in the UK. It's a public area. And you see people filming all the time there. You know, if I see somebody playing piano, I've been up in King's Cross and Pancras picking a friend up. And amazing pianist. And you do. I've done it. You've recalled people because they're so good, you know. So anyway, that was the point. So they were, you know, they were in the background. And then it just got into this huge kind of, not with him, mind you. He kept his cool. One of the guys from this sort of group did that thing. You know, it's when they haven't really got an argument. So what they do is they shout something like, "You can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what to do." You know, when you get those things online, they don't actually have an argument. They just go, "You can shut up. You can shut up. You can shut up." And they just do that thing over and over again. Well, this guy's voice went into like scream mode. And the other guy who's playing, you know, the piano player, just sort of stood there and just didn't really say much. Then the police turned up. And they're saying, "He can't film us." And then he had to school the police on saying, "This is a public place. I can film." And she went, "You can't film me." He said, "No, I can film you." And then later on in that conversation, he got accused of something, which if you watch the video, he didn't do. He didn't do. It's a very, embarrassingly, this has gone round the world. This is nearly 6 million views. It happened about 4 days ago. If you get a chance to look at it, please call to stop filming during a piano live stream. Please take a look at it. He was very good, actually. Dr. Boogie Woogie. Dr. Boogie Woogie, can't say his name properly. Because he kept his cool, a lot of people would have, you know, lost their temper. He didn't. He knew his rights, and he just seems like an easygoing guy. So let me know what you think. It's been all the news as well. I enjoyed that one. I know that Bridget was enjoying that story too. There is an update. I think at the moment the piano that he was playing was actually donated by Elton John. I didn't know that bit. And apparently today the piano in St. Pancras is cordoned off and there are two guards there. I'm being serious. Apparently that's what, I mean, can you, how embarrassing. It's even more embarrassing for the UK. Why have they cordoned off the piano and there's two people standing around it? Why? I don't understand. I really don't. It's just embarrassing. 10:07, let's kick off with a lovely song. He's in the charts at the moment, but we're going to play his very first hit. This is Rick Astley with "I'm Gonna Give You Up." I love Rick Astley. He does this song at festivals. He plays his new song. He's such a talented guy, and he never seems to age. Good luck to him. He had a great year last year, and he's got more new music out this year.
Understand.
New old one from Rod Stewart and Jules Holland, almost like being in love.
What a day this has been, what a fair mood I'm in, why it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face, but oh,
it's almost, almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be, yeah, yeah, like a bell that's ringing for me. Just from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. Yeah, it's almost like being in love. Take it away, teacher.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Beats FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Sinel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.com.
Phoenix FM.
So over me, so I in my face. So talk to me. Tell me where to place this in my quasi-modo heart. That's where I slipped and fell. I rang the church bell till my blood cells. I think I'll sing a rhyme.
That is REM with All the Best. It's just coming out to 10:21. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Oh, I did actually do a sing. I did a sung jingle, didn't I? Phoenix FM. It doesn't sound quite like that. I recorded it properly. Where is it? It's here somewhere. Phoenix FM. She said, and now I can't find it. Where is it? Why isn't it here? This is Phoenix FM. No, that's not it. Yeah, it was I'm sure I did. Where is it? It's gone. The sung jingle. Can't find it. I know there was a sung jingle because I did it. Yeah. Look, so you can hear me trying to find it. Is it on text? I don't know. No, it's not. Phoenix FM. It's here somewhere. I swear to you, I did do a singing jingle for the show. Not for this show, just for the radio show in general, but I don't know where it is now. Is it this? No, that's something else. Oh, well, there's nothing like being wrong, is there? I don't know where that is. Definitely, it was definitely there. Somebody's probably deleted it. Somebody was like, get rid of that straight away. I don't know where that is. Yeah, never mind. Anyway, should we play some music? New music? Let me get my words out. I think we should. Let's have a little bit of The Church of Trees. This is a lovely track, which is called Where Is the Love? And it's the Rob Stewart remix. You can find Church of Trees across social media as well.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Young Madonna there with a Borderline. Just coming up to 10:31, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. What did I do yesterday? I did actually get to grips with doing some bits. And I have to tell you this. I did 7 minutes on my exercise bike. Very slowly, just trying to, because I'm so seized up with rubbish. And when I said, you know, giving you a vision of an exercise bike where you see somebody speeding down, I was just trying to move my legs around. So, yeah, I was doing it very, very just slow, just trying to get a little bit of movement because I tell you what, I'm having problems at the moment. But just trying to, you know, just trying. And I think that's better than not trying, really. And then I folded up some clean washing. I, as I said, I've got a really bad problem with putting stuff away, especially clean washing. There's something about clean washing. I cannot get to grips with putting stuff away, but this is my new year, new me, and it will make a difference. So when I've washed something and it's all nice and folded up and it's all up, and then it just goes onto the bed or it goes in the other room and then it just ends up, I have to wash it all again. So I want to try and get through the washing and also clear out stuff that I don't want. I've got loads of clothing that I don't want and I don't wear. And some bits, yesterday I was like, I don't even remember buying that. I found a new jumper in a bag. I was like, where did that come from? And also, I tend to wear the same things every day. I either wear my jeans or a couple of jumpers, and I have a rotation of stuff. So all this other clothing, I don't know why I need it. I do have a pair of sparkly boots, which I've never worn. And there's just stuff, really. I've got some mirrors I want to get rid of, and things like that. I did have an idea to sort of do a shabby chic on one of these mirrors, and then loads of it broke off. So, and then it just stay, and then things just stay where they are, and you think, oh, well, I will sort that out at some stage. But I am just trying to, you know, clear, as in put the washing away, and fold. Well, just sit there, just sit on the bed and fold up, you know, look at the, fold up the washing, put it to the, you know, put it to the side. But I was very proud of myself yesterday on the exercise bike. It was a very slow pedal, and I did six. I think I did about. I don't. Well, actually. I say it was 6 minutes. I think it was more like 3.5 because there's a timer on it, but I think the timer had already been going from before. So yeah, probably not. Probably not. But you know, it's just if you don't use it, you lose it. And as you get older, you've got to try and, you know, do a little bit to shuffle about. I don't shouldn't really say shuffle about. I'm making myself sound terrible. Do you know some people when they do a radio show they stand up? Not me. As you know, I can wave my arms about and do a bit of chair dancing. Still loving this. Jungkook with Usher standing next to you. And the dance to this is incredible. Oh, it's incredible.
Up on this funk and give me miracles. Making on how we love the ride is something we control. Like heaven and earth moves whenever we touch. Though for real, I know you feel that. The universe approves when you and I dance. So elegant in heaven, send these vibes, yeah. It's when we're too early to leave. We go.
Right here. You feel it? Coast. We rolling yet? Coast. Yeah. Yeah.
local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you this morning. First off, always about that's looking fine. Brook Street roundabout, no problems. Heading down the A1023, a little bit busy coming from the A1023 on the side of Brentwood Theatre down to Wilson's Corner. Otherwise, it's okay. You do have a little bit of congestion on the A128 around Ingrave in both directions. Heading down the A12, it looking absolutely fine, but you do have those roadworks between junction 13 and 16 in both directions. 40 mile an hour speed restrictions while they do the much needed repair work to the roads. Slow traffic due to M25 delays earlier on the A127 London bound from the B148 West Main, that's Dunton Junction, to the M25 Junction for Basildon. Congestion is to the A128 both ways at Ingrave due to roadworks back through to Herringate to the A127, looking particularly bad there. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. If you're going up from Brook Street round back to the M11, again, it's a clear run. More traffic and travel in an hour. Is Mel Gaynor of Simple Minds. He's the drummer, and this is his brand new release, a solo release called Run.
I met a man the other day, trying to find a different way. He said, not to keep up with the flow, it's just another way to go. He said, bags and run away. Think about a better way today. You better run, run, run. Ooh, you better run, run, run. So you can find a way to get back home. You don't have to stay alone anyway. Ooh, you better run, run.
Mel Gaynor with a run. Coming up next, we've got some Dua Lipa with Houdini.
Okay.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management of Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 714 77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, binaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Now we're going to be talking about kebabs after the news. Fancy a kebab? Do you know what? You can make them really easy at home. Just get some lamb mince and some garlic powder, a couple of other bits. It's quite easy to do. And then you just make it into like a great big lump of meat, but you put the spices in. And then you put it in a bit of foil and you bake it in the oven. And then you just slice it up and put it in pita bread with like your tzatziki or your onions and your... It is really, really nice. Very simple to make. I'll see if I can dig the recipe out, actually, because it's not going to be like the kebabs you get in the shop where they're very thick. It's going to be a bit chunky. But the actual taste is delicious. If you've never... And also, it lasts for such a long time. You're forever cutting bits off.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning comes, and life is too short to be wasted.
So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough before the night is up. Just give me something good, pour me all your love, make it strong enough. I'm never coming down.
That is The Killers with Spirit, and taking us up to the news is Harry Styles with Watermelon Sugar. I'll be back with more after this and the news, and we'll be talking kebabs, a kebab story.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go out. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar. Strawberries on a summer evening, you're the end of June.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is